Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Grudge fans, get ready to go underground after dark. Saturday, August the 3rd at MIR, Custom Tees and Grudge Inc. present the 5th annual Underground After Dark. Grudge Racing.
All right, everybody, good afternoon. Before I get started, let me get my my theme music going. That Postdoc Joe, everybody know that Postdoc is having another race coming up real soon. I got to get him on in a little bit. Bear with me, everybody. Y'all know what time it is. It is the Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. It's August the 19th, 2013. And you know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a little racing, things that happen, things that's coming up. Y'all got to bear with me for a minute, because we got some special guests coming on tonight, and the special guest is well known all across the country, so they'll be coming on. We had some good action that was brought to you by none other than Fade the Black, Showtime Most Wanted. That went down this weekend. We got, he'll be coming on a little later to talk about that. We got a lot of things going on, so y'all bear with me, because again, you know, everybody used to me talking, and so even though I get a full board, I don't get no hands up. I don't know if nobody want to talk to me or not. So if you got something to say, this is time to go on, come on up with it. So give me time to get some of my callers on. Y'all know Lady A. All right, here we go. We got somebody that 414. I hope that 414-6614 didn't hit that by accident. Let's find out who it is. 414-6614. How you doing this evening? 414-6614. How you doing this evening?
This is Stokes, Jay. I'm East Side Frame of Chicago.
What's up?
What's going on now?
Listen, man, I heard y'all had some action up that way this weekend.
No, I ain't make it, Jay. I had to work.
Hey, we got to do that, too. I mean, did you hear anything? I mean, who is the baddest man in the Midwest right now? Did you?
Hands down, Donnie, man. Hands down, Donnie.
I mean, I talked to him a little earlier, and he's going to be on about 8:30 for the till. And, all I heard was he kicked everybody's ass. So I don't know anything. You heard anything about what went down?
Yeah, I was on the show with Tayo and him Saturday. Yeah.
Uh huh.
They say he went down on everybody's ass up there. So where was it?
They told me everything was ugly. They told me everything was ugly. Every race, it's like he racing by himself.
Hey. Like I just said, hey, man, we putting down on your ass capital. Chicago, Illinois, man. That's how it go down.
Hello. I got another call. 313. That's you know where that's coming from. Let me ask you this before. Is Donnie the baddest man in the Midwest, yes or no?
I'm going to say he the baddest man in the Midwest and soon to be the baddest man in the country.
Okay, all right. Hold on, let's open up this mic. 313. Now, they might come on and say they didn't listen. 313-5415. 313-5415. Good evening. How you doing? Hey, what's up, Jay?
Who I have the pleasure of speaking with out of Michigan?
It's Tyson.
Huh?
It's Tyson.
It's Tyson.
Tyson.
Tyson, what's going on, Tyson? Listen, Tyson, did you come on to dispute the fact that what we just said or what?
No, I ain't disputing the fact. I was there, and he got me rich that night. That's all I can say. He wasn't holding them up. People was getting scared saying their car was broke. They were scared to come in the lane.
Hey, Tyson, you sound like one of them the lawyer ass. He got me paid.
he got me paid. That's all I can say. I knew where to bet my money on.
What did that happen? People started putting the car back on the damn trailer?
People started saying their cars was broke. They had to make 5 calls for the semifinal round for everybody to come back up. That man announced 5 times, and Daniel was in the staging lane at least 20 minutes before anybody else started creeping up.
That man just sitting there waiting.
He just sitting there waiting. He walking around, kicking it. He just sitting there waiting. He's like, well, damn, I don't want no money like this.
What did they do? Huh?
It was a good race, you know that. I say him and Dom got Dominique with a Mustang. That was a damn good race, him and for the semifinals. Him and Dom. You know, I do get Dom credit. The executioner. That was a damn good race for him.
Don't win at it. Don't put up a good fight.
Yeah, he put up a damn good fight. But, you know, I got paid, so that's all that matters.
What about, who did he run in the final?
That's who he ran in the final, the executioner.
Okay, that was the final. Okay.
Yeah, that was the final.
He wasn't
playing. He predicted, him and Bookie predicted while they was at the track. Y'all can cancel it. We winning everything. He's taking the money home.
I need to get Bookie on. Well, Bookie, I bet you Bookie can give me a play-by-play. Hold on, we got another 313. Let's see what he want to talk about here. Hold on. I want to remind everybody, we got 2 special guests coming on. One of them we're gonna announce, and that'll be Dunye. He's going to come on and let everybody kiss his ring finger. Let him know that he's the baddest man, you know. So we all bow down when Dunye come on and kiss his ring finger. But we also got another special guest coming on later on tonight. That one kind of secret for a moment. But let me go. I got a 313-0178. 313-0178. Your mic is open. Go ahead. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Jay, you... Grudge, he win one race, you go to beating on your chest. He won one race, not
hit
the baddest man in the
mid, bro. Hey, listen, all I'm saying is the best way to stop it is for somebody to match the one button and lock his ass in. That'll stop that. What'd you say about
Jay,
that?
Jay, he did get offered the back tie.
Ooh.
By one of the Motown Mafia guys. He did get offered the back tie. And yes, he did win the shootout.
Now, hold on. But that makes good press there now. So, that hit that they put out on Dunye, somebody was there trying to take it. They're trying to line him up in the arrow. The crosshair.
Ooh, we.
They were trying to offer him the back tie. Dunye said he don't know if he's going to make it.
He didn't want them trouble.
But
now, let me ask you what was... It must have been a mighty bad man offer Dunye the back tie. So go ahead and tell us who pulled the gun out of him.
What's up, Eric?
I don't know that man personally. But I heard Tight and Little Tony run with the
old killer. Yeah, that's what he talking about.
They talking about Cold Killer?
Yeah, that's what they said that yesterday on Tony's show. That's what they talking about.
Well,
and, that's the only person they can be talking about getting indicted back time.
Now, according to what I heard from Dunye, I'm sure he'll take the back tie, but he told me, hell, he don't need no fucking back tie from the Great White. You talking about the Great White?
That's the only other tie I know.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I can't, if you referring to the Great White, that Buick Regal, Dunye told me, all he needs is add an opportunity and some ass.
Nah, I'm not. That ain't what he said, Jack. That ain't what he said.
Nah, he didn't say that.
Don't put
that
word in his mouth.
He said if he come to 131, he would take the back tire for Cold Killer. But that's his anniversary, and he know he's not going to make it.
Okay,
you see it.
That make a whole lot of sense. No. Now, let me tell you this. If Muhammad Ali come to my house, I'll knock his ass out of the third round.
Yeah.
I'll tie one hand behind my back.
Listen, Jay, Cold Killer got a house up here in Michigan, too?
Hey, I don't know. I'm down there. Oh, Killer, it's hard to damn say. It's hard to damn say. But let me finish my story. I don't want old ass Muhammad Ali. I'll take Mike Tyson. If he comes to my goddamn living room, I put one hand behind my back and on one leg tonight at 12 o'clock and knock his ass out. Now who woke him up? Now.
Hey, Jay, Cold Killer Nuts gotta be big as Bo Dollars. How many people done start hanging from that man Nuts, man? It's unseemly to me. How big that man Nuts done became.
Hey, Biz, tell him again.
They got a $10,000 race up here, which are you interested in entering in that shootout?
What day is it?
The 31st of August.
No, I'm not interested.
Oh,
okay. I don't want a $10,000 race before.
Well, it's
more
opportunity to win it. I mean, I know. I gotta get a man to try.
Dunye, how was that race that Dunye went and kicked everybody's ass at this weekend?
In Michigan.
Uh-oh.
It was in Michigan. Mile in Michigan.
David gave that man a crown and a cape. He was walking around there like Superman, Jay.
Hey, Jay, I also gotta let you know as soon as it happened, I put it on the board, and I guarantee you the man didn't get five people to say congratulations. You know? It's unseemly to me when somebody win a shootout.
You on the board and see that the man got a congratulations.
Hey, Kimo, I put it on that Saturday. It's Monday. I put it on that Saturday. I put it on that Saturday, and it took people all the way to Monday to say, congratulations to the man. You know, if Johnny Quick would have won, if Boost 12 would have won, it'd have been 17,000 posts on the internet. Because if Dunye won, the man barely get a congratulations.
Let me hear this, Bill. The man got the best congratulations in the world. He got cash. Now he got that cash.
That is true.
But, you know, Jay,
sometimes you want your ego struck a little bit. Just sometimes. You know, this is good, Jay.
What's your schedule? Can you, on the internet, post up your schedule?
I ain't Tony Bynes.
No, I'm trying to see where you're going to be at, baby.
I ain't Tony Bynes. I don't know where I'm gonna be at.
Hey, listen, man. I'm just trying to see where you're gonna be.
But then you're gonna be that.
I don't want to take over Jay's show, but Jay, if you don't take over, I'm gonna go off now. Go ahead, get your music playing in the background.
See, I got a music playing and everything. Listen to this now.
Yeah.
I got two special guests coming on. I got King Donye coming on. He said, remind me, he said get to about 8:45. And then we got a special guest that we're going to call about 8:45, also Bill. So remind me of that. But hold on, I got another call. Let me tell everybody, welcome to the Detroit show. It's a Monday night Michigan show, because goddamn, we got plenty of 313. Let's go to the next 313. We got a 313-0448. All right, your mic is open. Go ahead, please. 313-0448. How you doing this evening? You're a little bastard.
What up, Joe?
Hello?
They at work, Joe. They at work, whoever that is.
Okay. Alright, hello, we got...
Hey, Jay, I do want to point out, Jay, the last two shootouts that Michigan gave up, that was in Michigan territory, Chicago has won. I do want to let you know that, Jay.
No, man, hold on.
Number three.
Huh? Hey.
Right here, Jay.
I don't know.
That's a true fact, man. That's a true fact.
I don't fuck with shootouts, Jay, so I don't know.
In order for you to mess with shootouts, Jay, you got to go round after round after round. You know, when I was younger, they called me a minute man. I used to just hit one girl and that's it. But as I got older, let me change that around. Now I'm a minute man. I only hit one and I'm done. But when I was younger, I used to hit a girl after girl after girl after girl. So I can understand what Kemo talking about. You know, he don't go
this,
round after round.
But Kemo, let me tell y'all, I got to tell y'all about this. Now, most people don't know me and Kemo be talking a lot. And so he told me there's a plan that he got. He said, while everybody keep thinking he ain't going to race, he's saving it all up. He's going to come down on one man's ass, and he's just waiting on that one man. So, Kemo got a plan. Now, I want y'all to know that. Kemo, tell him about your plan.
I'm trying to put your Governor of Michigan up under my plaque. He's the first name. Who that said Kemo ain't got no plans? Somebody back there said Kemo
ain't got no plans.
Where Wayne at, man? Can you get Wayne to race
Jay? Hold on, Kemo. I gotta say this. And that is my Michigan governor, so you know, I do have to say
can
this.
You get him
Wayne
to
have race. Wayne have
Can
raced this year,
him
though,
to
Kemo.
Race me, man. Get
Hold
him
on,
race
Kemo,
me.
Kemo. He has raced. Wayne, Governor Wayne has raced this year. He raced prime time at your favorite track, which is 131. So,
now, hey, B, let me stop you right there. I'm going to go to any track I want to go to.
I didn't say you wasn't going.
I just don't like your ex-favorite
track. Did I say your only track? I said favorite. Kemo, come on, man. Listen to what I'm saying.
You can't say that's my favorite track. I said, I don't have a
favorite track. Well, you know what? This year you don't have a favorite track because you ain't raced that. This year you ain't got a favorite track. You ain't raced that no damn track this year yet.
That's my man.
And we almost in September. And we almost in September, damn it. No.
You keep talking about
it. I don't know. I don't. You know what? I know where my money could be at. I like the SVO you locked in with. Out the back door.
I can't put.
No, what you want to bet? What you want to bet? And I'll send it up there.
What you
make it light on yourself, sir. Make it light on yourself.
Make it light on yourself.
Miss 1500.
Damn.
you crazy. You can't. You won't even bet $1,500 on your own motherfucking car. You crazy.
When me and you race, what was the bet?
Where can I meet you at the race? You.
I'm asking you. You said I don't bet $1,500 on my own race. You know,
you won't come and appear with your car to bet
$500 then. Let's bet $500. I like the SVO.
You got a bet.
It's a bet.
We're going to bet $300. You got to lock in for $300, me and you.
No, hold on. No. We got a bet for $300. We ain't got no lock in for $300.
No bet for 15.
No bet for 5. We got a bet for 300. That the SVO.
Right. You got a bet.
Okay. I like to bet. Okay. Bet 300. I should bet you on the gap too.
Is that Team SVO?
Yeah, that's Team SVO.
Didn't I tell y'all, Kimo said he was saying all that shit up for somebody? Kimo, don't hurt him, Kimo. Hey, that's the wrong person to be waiting for. Yeah, I kind of agree, but you grabbed a damn tiger by the tail. I just want you to know that, Kimo. But you know what, Kimo? He got to do it that day. At that track and at that sign. So there it is.
Yeah.
You must know that we locked in to do it that day at that time at that track. Do you understand lock in stipulations, Jay?
No, I do. Okay. I know. But do y'all have any special stipulation involved?
Ain't no special stipulation. He can come in with whatever tie he want to come on.
Mhm. But Kimo, what made you grab that damn tiger by the tail?
Oh shit! Why not? Y'all scared
good
of
point,
mine.
Kimo, good point, Kimo. Good damn point. I just want everybody to know Kimo's a goddamn word racer. Y'all heard that? Kimo said hell. He grabbed him because he was there. Kimo, tell
him
one more time. Why did you grab that car again?
You said it all. I ain't got to talk no more.
Yeah, I'm going to stop fucking with Kimo here in a minute. When is that race supposed to happen? I can't wait to that damn Monday morning after that. Kimo, come back on. Kimo, when you whoop his ass, I want you to host the show so you can talk shit.
Nah, Jay, I'm going to be I ain't going to talk shit after I whoop his ass.
Kimo, you gonna take all the fun out of it.
I'm just moving on to the next victim.
All right, looking down the line, Kimo, who next?
I don't know. Should I take them as they come right now?
Woo! Damn Kimo. Damn Kimo.
Your governor of Michigan is going to be the next one.
Open his mic, Jay.
He going after the goddamn governor of Michigan?
Yeah, Big Wayne.
No, man. Kimo.
You got Big Wayne? What? He said he going to knock Big Wayne off. White trash.
Kimo.
Yes.
You weren't stuttering when you said that?
You heard it loud and clear, Jay. What part you ain't understand?
You
comprehend very well.
Kimo, you're going to knock the goddamn governor off. Hold on, let's get a damn mic over. Let's see what the hell he say about that. Let's see what he say about that.
Let's get a blunt.
Governor Wayne, you there?
Coming away. What's going on, Jay? What's this tag night?
Yeah, so why you open up?
You got this fucking transvestite on the phone. What's going on?
Kimo, he gonna knock off Turbo GT. No, Team SBO.
And he already looking past them. And you next on his damn list.
Oh, okay, okay. Is this the same Timo that was at the race on Saturday by Street King and up to St. Laurent? Would that be the Timo you're talking about?
You ain't hear me talking no tail, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you said you stand down.
I'm trying to race you.
And you come to the Hold on. What difference do it make when you race first? And then one of us get it.
You
what difference do it make?
I want to fuck you up. That's what I want to fuck up. You. I ain't got
you
no problem with Street King. I'm trying to fuck you up.
When
why
car
you
was running
your car?
Where was you at?
Why you ain't bring your car to track?
My motherfucking
car. You come on here, dumb bitch. You come on here, punk motherfucker, and try to lock me in. I agreed to all your terms and told you I'd be at the track, but your fag ass come to the track with a barbecue grill.
And bitch, I was gonna body kick your ass, motherfucker. I told you your dumb ass a while ago, I wasn't gonna be there. Who tried to race me, man?
We were just fucking around. We weren't racing. we just fuck around on about each other. I broke.
All right, now.
My shit wouldn't start.
Okay, did I get in the water box?
Yeah, you got in the water box. I should have started.
All right, did I turn on both things?
Yep.
Chemo, did you have
yeah.
you turned on both
Where
beans
you
this year, Chemo? Chemo, have you turned on both beans this year?
Yeah, when we was at the track window about a month
when,
ago.
When, who you turned on two beans
what?
Though? Who you turned on two beans with?
Who
you turned on? Chemo, who you turned on two beans with?
I'm trying to wait to turn around on you, motherfucker. When will white pass
you?
Ain't all you motherfucker.
I was at 131. You could have raced it, man. When have you ever walked, Chemo? When have you ever approached me and I called you at the track at the same time and I said I ain't want nothing?
Man, look, Tony came to race you about it 2 years ago.
Man, fuck
little
Tony. I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
For the 10,000. Thank you. With my car.
I'm talking to you, Chemo. We ain't talking about little Tony.
Hey,
get that man's dick out your mouth, man.
Hey,
Lil
Tony, I tried to race you
for
a year ago in my car, you declined.
Chemo, I have never declined to race for you, man.
Well,
no,
hey,
that bullshit.
Hey, Wayne, when Lil Trav's going to be ready?
Don't worry about it. When he's ready, you'll know. If I'm there on the 31st, you'll be the first to know it.
Okay. Well, I'll be there on the 31st.
Oh, but don't come out acting like you thought.
Hey,
don't
listen,
act like you
man.
Thought my
I, like
was going to
be
there. I'll be
there on the 31st.
But look, man. Don't come out at that bullshit like you thought my car was going to be there.
Hey,
you knew
Wayne,
my car was going to
be
there.
I'll be there on the 31st. You told on the internet, you told me you would be a modeling on the, what's the 17th and the 24th. I was there on the 17th. Would you be there on the 24th?
If my car broke, what you want me to do? Did you not know 3 days ago I wasn't going to be there?
Did you not lock in the other day?
Did you not lock in the other day to run me? Wait. I didn't turn on one bull of the pump face. I don't do that shit.
Hey, Wayne, when you going to be ready?
When I'm ready, motherfucker.
Well, I hope you're ready on the 31st. I so hope you're ready on the 31st.
So why, you can turn on one bulb and back out?
We'll turn on that second. All I got to do is turn on both bulbs, and we're going to do the rest for you, bro.
You know, it ain't a motherfucker on this phone that scared me.
Bro, that's good. I don't want to see you. I want to take the money. I don't want you to pay me.
Ain't race all year, motherfucker.
All I got to say, I'm going to be there on the 31st. How about you?
I can't make that promise.
Ah, okay. Jay, can he come to Little Tony race on the 31st? Can you give him a pass to come to Little Tony race on the 31st?
Oh, I ain't in the past giving business. Grown men do the fuck they want them.
Well, please let him. Well, please take the gag order off of him. And let him come to the race on the 31st.
Hey, for 15 damn thousand. What the shit? The hell, I'm coming for $15. I don't tell grown men what to hey. I don't tell what grown men what the hell to do. But let me ask you this, man. We got. Let me see. Can I get some of these damn more, a couple more mics on you? Got damn Wayne Brookers all up in the ass shit. Let me go back to Kid. Let me see if Kid got his damn mic open this time. Mike, Kid, you there?
What's going on, Jay Bonds? How you doing, man?
All right, Kid. Hey,
I'm
you
gonna put y'all
damn
on mute for a second, man. I'm put y'all on mute for a minute.
All right. Kid,
like
you see all the damn
trouble.
Kid, did you hear about the ass whooping that Dunye gave to a Michigan man?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. He got the whole state of Michigan in an uproar, man. They don't know whether they're going or coming.
Well, let me tell you what I heard. All I heard was damn ass whooping and elbow swinging.
Oh, man.
You can tell, got Chemo pissed off. And Chemo so goddamn pissed off. that he don't want to fuck with. He don't want to fuck with Kanye, but he gonna try to take it out on Wayne.
Oh man, that's kind of rough. Like I said, Donnie, you got the whole state of Michigan in the uproar.
Let me ask you, how do you vote? Is Donnie the baddest man? Hold on, let me change that back. Is King Donnie the baddest man in the Midwest, yes or no?
I would have to say yes.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
What else on your mind, kid? I'm going to try to go out here and open up a couple of these mics down here.
Oh, nothing much. I'm just sitting back listening to Jay and enjoying the show.
Okay, hold on. Leon.
All right, go ahead.
Leon.
Go ahead, open them up.
Leon, Governor of Indiana. Leon,
what's up, Jay?
Leon, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, so Jay. Just that one listening at the fellas. Hey, Jay, well, I got the egg. Is Aaron still on the phone?
Yeah, he's on Wayne's phone.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Aaron.
I'm here.
Hey, can we go, can we get out next Saturday, head up, out the back door?
Where?
Hey, Mike, I'm gonna come to Pony's race.
On 31st? Pony's at 31st.
Yeah.
Well, I wanna see what Tay gonna do, cause I'm not changing my Tay might wanna run me on the 29th. He's gonna let me know a week before. If he don't run me, then I'll come on my 31s and I'll run you at the back door. But that's the only way I'm going out the back door to 31.
Yeah, let me know. Put your Willie Bobby and big ties on and we gonna run head up.
I don't need all that. I just don't want to. I mean, I don't want to be too convenient Tay if he want to race me. Because he ain't going to race me with the 31s on.
Who you say, Tay?
He said give him a week before. Yes, he said give him a week. He going to call me a week before on Donnie A's show, I guess, on Thursday. And he going to let me know if he going to run me or not.
Well, if he going to run you, man, you can run there.
Then I come with my 31s and I race you, because that's about the only race I'm going to get. Oh, your boy, because you know that guy from Turkey, whatever that is, something racing, he got a Camaro. Because I think he got a big time, I can lock me with him, too. He said he know you.
What, the black Camaro?
Yeah.
They ain't going to race you, man.
He called a video up about me calling me out. I can lock him in, too, for anybody's race.
You sure you talking about the same people? You talking about Frank and Will?
I don't know his name. He made a video on YouTube. He was getting interviewed. Somebody he want to run. He called it Goldfingers. That's what I used to call it back in the day. But that's how he want to run my car. He said he wanted to run. He said he don't want to mess with Wayne, but he'll run me.
That can't be the same people then.
He was at Tony's race because he showed a video of it. Popping the wheels in the air. He got a big time Willie bar. He was talking to one of the Grudge Inc. guys on the mic.
It's
on YouTube. It's on Gun and Pick.
Is it old Camaro or new Camaro?
It's an old Camaro. Hold on. I'll tell you what's the name of his group because they texted it to me.
It's Frank and Will, man. Them horses, they run horsepower, man. That's Frank and Will. I know who you're talking about. That somebody got a black Camaro like that, an older Camaro.
Yeah, he said, head up. I ain't taking nothing off. And I was like, okay, I'll run him.
Okay, well, whatever you would take, don't get together. Just let me know, because I'm ready, man.
Okay. You want to lock? I mean, if we do, you going to lock in?
Yeah, I'm going to lock in next Thursday, Aaron.
Okay, all right. That's good, because Tay said if he don't do it by then, he'll know, then I'll just lock you in.
Hey, what's wrong with Saturday? We are here. What?
Man, I go any day. If I feel lucky, I'll go to 41 and run them. Should I go back down? I like that track.
Leon, you can't go to the Saturday, Leon? No, I can't go to no minor. I went to the 31st.
Alright.
Hey Wayne.
What up though? What up?
Hey, you gonna be ready? I got a stock subscription for your ass.
Hey look, I'ma tell you like I just told that stupid motherfucker. When I get oil pressure, I'll let you all you slow bitches know.
Okay, I ain't gonna you ain't got oil pressure. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Hey,
don't
put nobody when they want you.
I just hear motherfuckers want to run off the back door, but when I offer a motherfucker to run off the back door, man, they better run to the A. Come on, man. Hey, Kimo, you don't stand by. Just calm down. You don't get you. You don't get what you're looking for. Just hold on. Hey, Jay, I got a story, a little twist in there. Jay, I got a little twist in there. They got a big bad man out of Michigan named Junior. Regulator Racing. He had to run Donye in the second or third round, but unfortunately he couldn't get up there. He had a bye run. He couldn't make the call. And I'm gonna be the first one to say it. Well, nothing wrong with that man car. The man was scared of Donye and didn't want to get up there. He didn't want to get embarrassed.
Yeah, I heard that. That's it.
That's all. Now the man was about to run Aaron head up in the eighth of a mile on a bypass, and the man didn't go out the back door. He got out the gas, and all of a sudden he something was wrong with his car. But I'm gonna tell you what was wrong with his car. It was the grudging governor of Illinois, Donye. On the other side.
Hey, that was what's wrong with the cop. I guarantee he let your ass get up. I guarantee he let you break out that back door.
I bet he would. And you know what?
He got a small block, stock suspension just like you. Now get your ass down. Lock in, motherfucker.
I got an LS style motor car with boost. Tell him to get down.
Small block.
You wanna go grab somebody's car? Let me grab him. I got a full body Trans Am.
You
can lock
in. Talking shit about the man car. Yeah. I said he'll let you.
I got access to a Trans Am, a heavy, heavy Trans Am with an LS mode in it. Now you lock in. Yeah, let me lock in, Carter.
Why don't me and you lock in
something? Get on down here, Kimo. Hit that road, Jack.
Meet me halfway, and I'll lock in with your motherfucking ass.
Nah, I'll meet you in Macon.
That ain't halfway, motherfucker.
It's halfway to me. I'll meet you in Macon. You stay in Macon, don't you? Yeah, I stay in Macon. Yep, it's halfway up the street.
Well, meet me halfway in Tennessee somewhere, and I'll break your motherfucking ass.
I'm going to meet you in Macon.
Okay.
I got another Detroit call, y'all. I got another Michigan call out the way. Hello, 313-7047.
The mic is open.
Hey.
Go ahead, please.
What's happening, Jay? You all right?
Yeah. Who I'm talking to?
It's Lil Fred, man. I'm just sitting back.
Hey, what's the word, Lil Fred? Lil Fred, I'm glad you called. Lil Fred, I'm so glad you called. I know you're going to tell the truth. Lil Fred, tell me the truth. Did Donye reach in his jeans and pull out his Johnson and told everybody they better not move in Michigan? Did that happen, yes or no?
I don't know. I wasn't there, Jay.
Well, tell me what you heard.
I wasn't there.
Hell no.
I wasn't there.
That's what I was told. Said the man reached in his pants, pulled out his Johnson, and told him, if don't nobody move, won't nobody get hurt.
And I heard that. I mean, you know, I don't know if he pulled his Johnson out, but I heard that, you know, motherfuckers was running and shit.
And I heard. And Kimo, I want you to know, Kimo on right now pissed as hell, and he's so damn mad, he's going to take it out on damn Biz and damn Wayne.
Nah, that ain't going to happen, Jay.
You know what, you got to take that on the SBO.
Hey, Jay, you know what my mom always told me?
What's that?
A barking dog can't bite.
It's hard to do both at the same time.
Exactly.
Kimo done promised me today that Wayne and he gonna take that ass whooping out on Team SEO first, and White Trash Stacker. And he'll take bids anywhere between here and between Georgia and down Michigan. Anywhere in between there, he can get an end date.
When?
2016? Hey, Jay, you know we was talking about shrimp. We were talking about shrimp and steak the other day. Just get ready. We about to get a real nice steak dinner. Compliments of the SVO. Believe that. We're gonna eat real good. We're gonna make sure both plates $150 a piece. We probably gotta go to Roof Chris or something like that to get that plate up there like that.
I told y'all, Kimo already told me, man. He been saving that shit for somebody. And TS voted up because now he gonna let all that shit on.
Jay, what do you do? Ask Fred, do he got a car he wanna race?
Yeah, I got a car, but it ain't ready yet. It ain't ready right now, Kimo.
Yeah.
But one thing about me, I ain't gonna be scared.
Hey, Fred,
get
ready, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, Fred,
you ain't gonna race nobody, Kimo. Your car running.
Fred.
Hey, Fred, you ain't gonna race nobody. Right.
You got different.
Hey, Jay, one thing about it, Fred and Tim can put their moles together and can't come near what I'm going to run.
Kimo, you ain't going to run nobody, so it don't make sense.
Hey, Fred, I ain't never seen you run not nobody, and you've been around the race game forever.
Yeah, I ran my car last year.
Where at?
At Milan. I ran and lost at the run, and I beat the boys over there on the north end.
Oh, man, you talking about a street car? You got a street car, Fred?
No, I don't have a street car. I got a race car.
I couldn't even entertain the conversation with you.
Hey, just keep campaigning. You will get elected.
I can't even stay on conversation with you, Fred. Next caller, Jay.
Keep campaigning. You're going to get elected.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Did y'all clear that up with Fred and damn little Fred and Kimo? Called Kimo. I can't wait to the next out there race, because Kimo going to kick in next time, right?
Yeah, right.
He gonna kick himself in the ass, Jay.
Jay, don't forget to call Don.
Hey,
Jay.
What,
Kimo? On my worst day, man.
I've been called Dunye now. I've been trying to get Dunye on now. He told me to give him the name, but if it go past 9 o'clock, my time.
Yeah, you can't get them on.
We ain't with a dialogue, but I'm gonna work on Dunye for a second, right quick. Now let me make this special announcement before I get Dunye on. All the Michigan guys, please don't hang up. All the Michigan guys, don't hang up when Dunye come on the phone. Can you keep them talking so they won't hang up?
Kimo, don't hang up now. Me and Wayne and Street King, we ain't gonna hang up. Kimo, don't hang up now. Kimo, you still there? Kimo, you still there? Kimo.
Hey, Fred.
What's happening? What was that?
I ain't got but one race car.
You know what? You the only man I know how to say a puck onto a street car with a race car.
So I'm gonna say you the best and then you lost.
Hey, listen, Tim, Milan is open next no ET. Would you like to do something with your car? You do have a race
car,
right?
Chemo, he got a car to ride around on 22s, man.
Okay,
come on, man. Don't be that Chemo.
I wouldn't go entertain Nemo like that, but
hey,
you know,
Biz, don't be saving your hoe. Now, he get on here popping his jaw.
I'm just saying, though, Chemo. But I'm saying, he got a car that's, come on now, Chemo. Now, you got mad at me. You got mad at me because I had Tim Lynch.
I had
Tim Lynch in my back pocket on Junior.
Hey, wait, hold on. I think that race for my G-Body, Chemo.
Come on, Wayne,
with your
G-Body, Wayne?
Yeah, I take that race.
Well, what you
want to
do?
I take the same race that I offer. I don't need no room. I go ahead.
Say what?
The same race you offered to him with that truck, I take that race.
I offered him a race to quarter with his. I asked him what he needs. What you need?
Well, what car? Well, with your car?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I can't show my head enough at you, Timo. Don't entertain him on that shit, man.
Why? I'm gonna leave that alone, man.
Yeah, leave that alone. You know, Timo, you must be eating the chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, you popping off. I'm trying to see what you want to do. Like I say, I got one race car. I only got one race car. You know what I got, but you get out here popping
one race car.
What you like?
Hold on, Tim. I will let you know. Hey,
equals zero races. I don't know what the middle of that is.
Tim, I do want to let you know. Hey, I do want to let you know that Cold Killer, you know, he got a bad G body and skin. Shorty got had a Nova. Cold Killer had offered him an eighth mile and a hit. So a race can be negotiated. Offered him he could get on the eighth mile. They were running to the quarter, and he was offered him the eighth mile and the hit. Now
God,
you got a street
damn.
Car, 22s. You know, get to the Chemo. Chemo, get you to the eighth mile and let you go. Let him run you down.
All right, you can do that.
Hey, who the fuck I look like? God damn.
You give him to the 8 mile,
we'll
Chemo?
We'll do that dumb shit over here, Ben.
No? Well, I'm going to give me a G-body. I'm going to take that 8 mile spot. Believe that.
Ben did that shit long. Ben did that shit to unfortunate old guy up here a couple years ago.
You talking about Doc. Yeah, you talking about Doc. Yeah, well. I'm gonna build me a G body and I'm gonna take 8 mile in the break.
Hey, y'all trying to get you on the race? Is that what y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to get a
Ooh, man,
I'd say that. Are y'all trying to bump that Kool Aid out of his chest? I'm trying to understand it.
No,
that shit gotta come out his heart, man.
Tim,
they trying to get you to race, so stay
in your place. Your place ain't to be fucking with me.
Hey,
take
them 29s off that motherfucker. I
guarantee
you all these
mashing,
though.
Your place, like I said, Tim.
Or take the Willie bar off.
Or take
the Willie bar off. Tim, if you be fucking with me, you might want to catch up with the crowd. All right, okay, Chemo. I ain't got no kind of wrong with you.
You shouldn't be on here drinking at me. You ain't got nothing wrong with me. I have pocket full. Oh, no.
I got pocket full of money. I'm not through, sir.
Well,
come on.
Look.
Hey,
listen.
You get your ass on the side of me with some seat now. I'll tell you something for real then. How the hell?
You ain't heard that man say he
want to
get on the side of
it.
No, bro.
He's talking about street car. And all
hey,
of
Chemo.
I
told
him to get
it.
Yeah.
Don't, Timo, now if they get it better, you holler at Rock so I can come to your help, now, because, you know, Latonya sent me a text. Latonya sent me a text to look after you.
Latonya ain't got to look after me. I got my own race car. And I'm trying to, you ain't heard that one of them talking about, oh, yeah, we're going racing this weekend, have you?
Hold on, I got to go. Let me get this call right quick.
Y'all hold on. I got a 219-0564.
Figured I'd listen to another show once in a while and see what's happening down south.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Kimo over here growing on everybody, man. That's what's going down.
Kimo's
growing on everybody.
Nah, Jay, don't lie, Jay. You have a tendency to lie a lot, huh?
Kimo, you...
I told the motherfucker when he don't have a race car to race me, he might need to catch up with his pride. That's what I told him.
Hey, Kimo, you don't race, so where your pride at?
Hey, Tim,
all you got to do
is get on the side of me. Tim, you know what Tim is? Tim want to Wayne's cheerleader, that's all.
You better be careful how you talk about Never Scared. You're going to piss Wayne off again.
Oh, man, hey, some clowns,
hey,
man.
Jay, he know he ain't scared, man. Hey, Jay, did I just tell you a friend. Okay, Mike.
How many races Timo got this year, man? How many races Timo got?
None.
Hey, Fred, you got a race car. How many races you got this year?
I ain't got none. I ain't saying a thing. Shut the fuck up, then, Fred. You motherfuckers, you ain't somebody. You motherfuckers, you ain't somebody. You motherfuckers, you ain't somebody. Hey, Jay, that's that Detroit. That's that Detroit you got on the phone. Hey, Timo. I ain't got a real race car, but I've been in the water more than you this year. I bet you ain't.
Can't stay on him all the time, man. Come on.
I know you got the pictures that I sent you that killer coming for the Mississippi Nightmare is almost done.
Uh-oh. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man? I'm sorry. Kevin, please don't do me one favor first when you come out with that thing. Sanjay already done took over Michigan, so don't go over there, please.
I gotta go over there to test.
Okay. Now, what's happening on the 19th, September 19th? What October 19th? October 19th. Let me tell you this. I just want you to, just promise me one thing, that you leave Kimo and Michigan alone, get them time to get a little strength back.
I'll leave Kimo alone. Kimo got enough shit going on with everybody else in there. Any show that I listen to, they're razzing the fuck out of him. So that's
one thing about it, Jay, I knew once this car got running and up to park, how all these suckers saying they cars broke.
Hey, we only been racing since February.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to race Kimo because he put his headers on backwards anyway. So, you know. You're right. I can't wait till Lil Fred get his car done. I'm going to. Kimo, I can't wait neither, man. I swear to God, I can't. Man, I'm going to beat the black off your ass.
I keep telling you, Fred, you couldn't fuck with my shit I had 20 years ago. What the fuck makes you think you're going to run? I know, because I didn't have a car 20 years ago, Kimo. Okay, well, 10 years ago.
You only had one race 20 years ago.
Hey, Fred, like I said, 10 years ago, you couldn't fuck with me. How you going to fuck with me now?
I got some chocolate chip cookies over here, man.
Hey, take control of your board, Jay. You got some important people on, man, Jay. You got what's up?
Biz, we're important, man. We're important. We're talking to Kimo.
Oh, I'm not saying that you're not. I know, but he's trying to get elected.
You know, he's running for governor. So we trying to elect him.
Hey, Fred ain't done nothing out of life, man. Don't worry about Fred. Just leave his life.
That's the man he's trying to get elected. He is elected.
Hey, Kimo.
Fred ain't done nothing out of life,
Jay. You ain't got to keep his mic open. He couldn't.
Did you say you used to box?
Hey, y'all, hold on one second, man. We got this announcement to make. Y'all, I got a man that's coming on, Big Greg. Let me get the Big Greg right quick. I'm going to open up Big Greg, Mike. Big Greg, how you doing?
Hey, Jay Barnes and Biz and Kimo and everybody who I forget to call their name. What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what's up, Greg?
What's happening, Greg?
Let me ask you a question, man. Did you hear anything about all the lights got put out in Michigan this weekend?
What, Jay?
Something about fade to black. I don't know. Lights out, fade to black. I can't damn make. Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, I did. You know, and he also got Chicago's Most Wanted on the back of his car. And, you know, White Sox Park is right alongside the highway there on Chicago, the Dan Ryan at 31st Street. And normally when they hit a home run, they sent off fireworks, and I couldn't figure out what the heck of me when I drove past there with fireworks and stuff going off, and it wasn't even gay. So, later on, I found out about Fade to Black, yeah, dog, and Chicago's Most Wanted, yeah, dog, got a salute.
Well, I know for a fact, but with the fireworks going off in Chicago, I know for a fact, Michigan Power called and said, hey, ask that guy, can we cut the lights back on, please?
Well, first, let me say, man, I congratulate Donye, man. That dude, if anybody deserves to win a race or some races, it'd be him, man. That dude puts in a lot of work, bro. A whole lot of work, and he had some struggles along the way, but he don't let them stop. So I want to congratulate Donye. I hadn't got a chance to call him yet, but I was getting around to it.
But, Greg, tell us what you got coming up, Big Bang. That's what we want to know now.
And support all the guys that you know, supporting that's behind me, meaning Greg Dink, my Keo Dog, Willie Dog, and a host of more people. I just haven't put everybody's name down and put it out there yet. But they got a benefit race for me for the loss of my car, which will be September the 22nd. It will be on a Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama, at Montgomery Motorsports Park. Really, really a nice track. The track is quarter mile and eighth mile. They do run them both. It's going to be a lot of big names, you know, that I will name at a later date of all the guys that will be there. So what we're asking, if anybody, we're asking could everybody come down and support us. But I know there's going to be people that can't make it, man. But for even the ones that, you know, call us and, you know, send their condolences and stuff about the loss of the car, man, I appreciate all y'all, even if you can't make it.
That's what's up. Give us the date and location one more time.
Okay, it's going to be on September the 22nd, which is a Sunday, at Montgomery Motorsports Park in Montgomery, Alabama. And the kicker, guys, Saturday, there's a pro mod race, so if guys wanted to come down and race on Saturday and shake their cars down and get them ready and stuff, I'm sure you probably will be allowed to do that, you know, and be ready for Sunday.
Yeah, that's good talk. Everybody, y'all make sure that, you know, we're gonna also support and come over I want everybody to know this too. This is going to be the first time that it ain't the first benefit race, but this will be an annual event for everybody to know. This will be an annual event, and the proceeds of this race will be held in escrow for people. We're trying to do something for all the races so that when they have a problem, you know, that there will be some funds somewhere that we can all donate. So this is the first race, and these proceeds are going to be dragged. But in the future, that this same race will be held the same time every year, and all the proceeds will be held in some kind of way. By then, we'll decide how much money a person gets based on something. We don't know yet, but there will be a benefit race that's held for everybody once a year. And so this is the first, and it'll be an annual event after that. So, all right, Big Bag, again, we all hate that you lost such a beautiful car. We'll all be there to support it. So let everybody show up for that for a minute. Now, got another announcement. If any of y'all are familiar with, I think it's 131, y'all know a guy named, that goes by the name of Terry. For y'all that don't know, I'm going to introduce him. Terry, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Terry? How you making today?
Good, good. How you doing? Drag, Biz?
All right. All right.
Hey, Terry, what up, buddy?
What's going on?
All right. Terry, I know that there's been a lot of talk and different things going on about what's happening. So, you know, let everybody know what's happening and give it to us like we don't know nothing, because a lot of us don't know nothing. What is it that you've been working on? What is it that we have accomplished? And what are we trying to accomplish? You got the mic, Terry.
Okay. Everyone knows the big race, kind of like the class race of the year is No Mercy. Drag Radio versus the World, Grudge Inc. And Duck Productions have combined, and we are going to do a boosted Grudge Clocks Off race. It's going to be boosted only, invite only, so there are no class cars going to be in it. and it's going to be $5,000.
How do we know that? How do we know that? There, how we know ain't no class card going to be in it?
Because I'm going to make sure there's no class cards in it. I will do the invite.
So every,
and then,
anybody,
you know,
they have to come through you to get in the class. I hate
exactly.
to call it class, in the category, and then to ensure that we got, they have never showed time. And let me ask you one thing. Now that this is happening, I mean, what does this mean for Grudge Race, for Grudge Inc.? Why are we doing this?
I mean, to me, this is one of the biggest events of the year. It's on live feed. Every magazine, every photographer, everything is here. I think it's Wednesday and Thursday, or Thursday and Friday. They're shooting episodes for One and Done, which is a new Rich Christensen kind of Pinks All Out thing. We're invited to that, and I mean, it's just going to be huge. Grudge Inc. is going to be all over the place.
And from my understanding, that if we got any locked in grudge races, and if you want to be a part of that TV show, if you lock your race in, we want only true and bona fide races. We don't want no stage races. We don't want no two butters. But if we got a true verifiable grudge race, we do believe we can get you shot for that for those episodes. They're going to shoot episodes based on grudge racing. But it's got to be locked in time and so that we can get it set up. So you got to let us know that so we can see who's interested in maybe being on that TV show. But you got to let us know in advance, well in advance, so we can make preparations for it. Go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry.
The rules for the event will be boosted only cars. On 28s or 275, it will be no wheelie bars. Any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension, and it's going to be clocks off, heads up, pro tree. We're going to do open time runs on Friday night. I think there's going to be two, and then Saturday morning we're going to get some time runs, and then we'll start elimination Saturday evening.
Well, I do know that we will have time, according to what Doug told me. We will have time sessions on the book for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But,
right.
So you have 3 days if you choose to. And then Terry will have all the information. Terry will be the contact for anybody that's one in that category. And, again, it's a great thing. It's a collaboration between Grudge Inc. and Adult and – you know, more and more things are going to be coming out of this. Obviously, we're going to get a lot of press from behind it. We're going to get a lot. I think they say they got, 78 photographers that's going to be there on that day. So I ain't telling how many videographers and the TV show. So I think it'll be a great turnout. I think everybody will be able to really take advantage of obviously being, it's going to identify who are true grudge racers. Now, If you're a play player, don't get in this. But here, back to you. What else you got?
I think that's about it right now.
Well, all right. Anybody got anything they want to say about that before I try to get my special guest on? Anybody else? Anybody else got anything else coming up? Any words to say? Let me go back. Some of the mics I closed up because of right now. Y'all
hey,
would.
Jay.
Huh? Go ahead.
You guys picking on Chemo saying he's not racing this year or what?
Chemo said he going to whoop anybody's ass and he'd like to start this weekend. His mic is open. Chemo said he's going to knock off Team SVO. What date are you going to knock off Team SVO, Chemo?
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Anyone else wants action, let me know. Side bets, we're taking them. After some testing this weekend, I might just bet on the gas.
Listen, Chemo said you can't scare him. the fact that he going down on Team SBO ass and Wayne ass is next. I got that on record button.
That's okay.
So you can't talk Kimo out of this one. Kimo said he's been saving this shit up for you, okay.
That's good. It's been a few years from what I hear.
I don't know what the hell happened to Kimo. His mic is open, but he ain't saying shit, and that ain't normal for him.
Hey, I think I was talking to Junior today on Facebook, and I think we're going to lock in Mancia with Junior after the shootout also.
Damn. So,
Biz knows Mancia, Paul. He's a guy from up here.
Where is all this going down?
This is going down at 131 in Michigan, 2 weeks.
Okay.
On the 31st.
Okay. Well,
I know Turbo GT is looking for action. If anyone's out there is going to be there, wants Turbo GT. He's looking for action. Lucas looking for action. Boost 12 looking for action.
Hey Terry, when you say that Turbo GT, you always got to put that disclaimer in there. Turbo GT, the one that knocked off the Gangsta Boo too.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That one.
Yeah. Make sure you say that.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead and repeat that for me again, Terry.
Turbo GT, the one that knocked off Gangsta Boo 2.
There we go.
King Kevin will be there, too, the one that knocked off the Gangsta Boo 1. He'll be there, too.
God damn. So all the Gangsta Boo killers will be there.
They'll all be in the house.
But that sounds like a damn winner to me. That's a race that we can't miss. Let me see, can I get my special guest on? See, can, as you know, y'all, we run an abbreviated show now. We're going to be out of here in a little bit, but I got a special guest. Let me see if I can get him on. Let me open up his mic real quick and see if he's there. 803-1290. 803-1290. Are you there?
What's up, Jay?
Uh-oh. Hell, I ain't even ready for it. What's up? What's up, Mario?
What's in?
For all y'all don't know, that's the great one, Mario. Game over, Mario, as he's known as. So, you know, for a lot of the guys that might not know who he is, ask somebody. Mario, how you making?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. I can't kill nothing that won't die. So I was always taught that was all right. But look here, Jay, I'm going to tell you, man, my feelings are really hurt a little bit, man. You know, back when I was hosting the show, I thought guidelines of what to say.
Mario,
your
phone breaking up. We can't hear you. Your phone breaking up.
Man, Mario. I'm in bad service. I'm in the country. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we got you good now.
So my phone messing up bad. You don't hear me. You don't want to hear what I got to say. Which one is it?
No. Now we can hear you. We can hear you clear now. Go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying, Jay, is when I was hosting the show, you know, I tears and all kinds like get. Boy, when I tell these boys from up north and curse everybody out of here just now, I'm about to talk like this. I love that right there. I don't know what adjustment you've made since I've been gone, but when I tell you I just love the way a man gets to curse a man. So when I get to curse, no fines dropped upon me no more, you know?
But Mario, we picking up about every third word, but it sounds good. Whatever the hell that you were saying,
Jay, I think that's you, man. There's no way that.
Hey, Biz, can you hear Mario? Hell, I can't hear Biz.
Yeah, he was breaking up like every third or fourth word, but basically what he's saying that these guys up north, they talk a good game, but they really ain't gonna do no racing. That's what he was saying.
Hey, who is that? That Big Drag?
Big Drag is on here, but now that was Biz.
That was Biz. I'm sorry. Biz, what's happening?
What's going on, Rio? What's happening?
Man, nothing
hey,
much.
Hey, I want to make your race on the 31st, so I'm going to try all my powers to be there. I definitely want to come over there and fellowship with you.
Well, man, look, I appreciate it, man. Just come on and get free money. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure all my friends get a chance when I get his money away. I want everybody to get a chance to come get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
tell us what you got going on,
Mario.
Tell us, I mean, we got, matter of fact, you know, we got I don't know if you, Terry. Now, Terry, but before, tell us what kind of race you got going on. Then we can tell you if Terry can bring in the damn. We got a squadron. We got a squadron of damn boost cars that are looking for somewhere to land. So, what kind of race you got going on, Mario?
Well, mine is a 28-10-5 or either a 275 drag radio. You can have a W on the 28 if you choose to. It's nitrous only, whether it be small block, big block. I don't care nothing about the suspension, as long as you're on the 28-10-5. It's $5,000 to win, no entry fee. Then I got a 29-inch tire race, 29-10-5W, or you can run a 315 drag radio. Any combination, any power additive, any suspension don't make a difference. That's also $5,000 to win, no entry fee. Then I'm doing a street car shootout, which I know nobody out here probably don't care about the street car shootout. That's my world. So I'm pretty much going to win my own money on that. But other than that, you know, that's probably what's happening, Jay.
Shit, Mario, that's a hell of a damn combination. You got two $5,000 races, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm giving it away. I made a lot of money off Cold Killer the past couple of months, so I think I had to put that money to the side. I'll put it to good use. So that's what I'm doing with it.
Hey, but now let me ask you this. Now, Cold Killer's a bad man. Do you, let me say this word. Have you ever heard of the word Dunier before?
Yeah, I heard that name before. I think it was Fade to Black or something like that, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I heard him. I actually heard him, and I saw him last time I sent them boys from Chicago packing before. I think he had been with them last time they were down my way with Rockingham. I think some boys by the name of Ground and Pound or some shit like that. Last time I sent them back up the road with their head, you know, their head between the nuts down. Last time I sent them back, I remember him then, too. I remember that's all I remember here with. I don't remember how to do nothing with Cold Killer.
Well, I just want you to know that damn Midwest is something serious, and that damn Dunier is something extra serious. But listen,
Yeah.
Well, the reason I keep talking
south,
about huh? Michigan, huh?
Oh, I'm from the south, now, Jay.
Oh, I'm sorry. So,
yeah.
Biz always speak on that. Biz, what about the boys in the Midwest versus the guys in the south? Is that a fair race?
Oh, it's definitely a fair race, you know. To me, the guys in the South do a little bit more stepping that we do. You know, when Mario said his breakdown on his races, I don't understand why, you know, they separate nitrous from boost. I just don't know, but you know, I just guess it's a. There was a song out a while back that says it ain't nothing but a G thing. So I guess that's just a Southern thing. They want to stipulate between the boost and the nitrous.
Well, on the 29s now, is that nitrous only or that's anything?
No, 29s, anything goes. Any combination, any suspension, any power additive.
Yeah, 28 should be the same.
Well,
was the 28, you know. But, I understand why. The nitrous guys are quiet.
I ain't gonna say cry. You know, I have been on both sides of the field before. You know, I'm a nitrous guy now. I was a turbo man and a charter.
Yeah.
I didn't have it all. I mean, I understand ET is ET, but you know, we got a lot more people on 28 than you know. Really,
that's true too. You wouldn't be able to field all them people that's gonna show up if you just say anything and come on 28. So I do. You know what, Jay? One thing about it, when you talk about the South. You got North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, all of them to come together. But when you talk about the Midwest, it's really Michigan and Chicago. And then you throw Indiana in there, but Indiana so close to Chicago, they really Chicago. So, you know, we got one state, maybe two, to pick from, and whereas y'all got five or six, or the South got five or six. So that's how I do understand that.
Well, you see, you know, I did notice something that we do in the South that y'all don't really do too tough. See, y'all northern people got a lot of money. I noticed that. Because, see, every one of y'all races, they be, just pack as hell. They be great racers. But, see, y'all don't have to worry about it. Y'all up there, y'all don't have to get no money way to get people to come on the track for y'all. Y'all just want to come get the
money. Oh, stop that, Mario. Hey, Mario,
man, look
Mario.
Man, y'all don't have to give no money.
You tell all the game away.
Man, listen,
man,
I'm around here giving away 10 and 12.
Jay, you that man, Mike,
man.
Jay, you just Mike, man, Jay.
Hey, look here, Jay. If she get any work down here, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna be the new resident of damn up north. Y'all wanna call me too? Yeah. I'm gonna join. Shit. I'm going up north. Well, I don't know what's going on. I guess I've been down here.
Hey, Mario, you can be the president of Michigan. You can be the president of Michigan because the new governor ain't shit.
Come on, man. Man, hold on, man. Who's the new governor of Michigan State?
Hey, this new governor gonna knock you upside your motherfucking head, bitch, when you get right.
Man, who's the new
governor,
Jay?
Wayne White Trash, man. Wayne never scared racist. Wayne from in the car. No, his car is White Trash.
Hey, that's the same guy been ducking your man Tony.
Oh yeah, my.
Wait, hold on. Hero, how the hell I'm ducking Tony?
Don't believe that shit, Mario.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell y'all one thing.
Wait, hold on. He put a 15. Tell me how he was locked in for 1500 in the man.
Kimo.
Why would I lock
in? I don't want to hear nothing, man.
Why would I lock in 3 weeks in advance? Why would I do that? The same reason my car broke right now, that's why they lock. He's about a stupid motherfucker, man. He's a fake-ass motherfucker.
He's
a stupid bitch.
Hey, Mario, welcome to the damn Midwest, baby.
Say, I can tell you, you might got a lot of problems, but money ain't one of them. So, you know, I put this little $10,000 or $12,000 I'm giving away. It might not attract everybody to ride down north. But like I said, I came all the way up north, and, boy, that was the last thing. They were about eating more than that. Tony, I went to the little tournament race today. He fed the world. Shit, they ain't that way. They were happy with a damn trophy and all that. I said, shit, I'm in the wrong business. I got to give away $12,000 to see my friend.
That's the time, baby. That's the time. Now, Mario,
Wayne got so much money, he wouldn't even take the lockup that little Tony was offering.
No, man. Well, y'all know little Tony. Y'all know little Tony is really You know, I know he's Midwest or West or North or whatever y'all want to call it. He's that all day, but, you know, he really family down here. You know, I'm trying to get him cross over to come back down these lines, too. Kimo, I know you can't be up here standing. Kimo, I ain't going to be rude, man. I was on the phone earlier. You know, I'm in here doing my manly duties in here and shit, you know. And I was in here, man, I about to cut my finger the way that man told you, man. Kimo, what's going on? What's up to me?
Man, he's just talking. Mario, you ain't heard now one of them say they'll sit on the side of the motherfucker either, have you?
They done cracked all kind of jokes,
but ask them where they're going to be at on the 24th or the 31st.
I'm in sure with you right now, motherfucker.
Where you want to be at? I will bring that blue bitch on the street. What are you talking about at?
I'm talking about the rusty corners. You got to bring them up with the Nikes on, and I'll fuss your ass over.
Yeah, okay. You see, hey, Mario, you see what he wants? He want to race on feet. Get your ass in one of them cars, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Mario, I don't know you, but that fake bitch you talking to ain't got bullshit.
Ask that bitch how many races he's going to be at on the 31st.
I might be sitting in my living room, motherfucker, watching TV.
Nah.
What the fuck you worry
about?
Yeah,
I know. I'm going to be at the track. But
I'm
going to go back
on you,
Mario.
You ain't
going to
be there.
You got some
clowns.
You
ain't going
to be there. You listening to some clowns.
You ain't
going to
be there racing, man.
You got three stooges, Mario. They actually look like the three stooges for real.
Okay, we're going to blow your ass out, too.
I know three students that ain't racist here. Kimo, little Tony, and motherfucking Junior. How many races y'all bitches got? Junior just locked in. Little Tony just tried to lock your ass in.
I know.
Hey, he be changing right into a non-racer, motherfucker. That's what he is.
Yeah, Vic, that's why you're the fake ass racer, motherfucker.
Yeah, but like I said, what track you want to be in? We got two tracks up here, and your fake ass ain't in the one.
Hey, man, fuck y'all. Motherfucker.
Hey, man, I'm always racing, man.
high.
The Motor City Mafia ain't for sure. Fuck the Motor City Mafia.
Hey, I just funked you in.
Hey, man. Take Cold Killer's dick out your mouth, man.
Hey, I ain't said nothing about Cold Killer. But I'm sure
you said it earlier, man.
Hey, man, I just said I was going to give your partner the 8-mile start. I start at the corner, and I'm going to break his motherfucking neck before he gets to that 1320.
Hey, you get in there, you drive the car, we going to do that.
Hey, man, don't tell him. I didn't tell him who drives the car.
That motherfucker can't drive. That motherfucker can't to my ass or something.
Now, you want to do some stupid ass work, we can do some stupid shit. Tim, I told you, you don't do nothing but come on here and run your mouth, man. You have to shut the fuck up and start racing, man. Don't let nobody come on here and just get the $500 fuck out money, man. Hey,
you niggas ain't that rich, y'all can't take $500.
I don't need $500. I don't need it. Shit. $500 ain't shit, motherfucker.
Hey, but listen, do he want to accept the race?
Yeah, if you drive, yeah, we going to do that one.
You don't run my race program. Do he want to accept the race?
You don't run ours, motherfucker. Come on here, phone fake it.
Yeah, okay, well, I offered y'all a race and y'all didn't take it, right? So, what the next step is, both you motherfuckers shut the fuck up.
Man, you come shut me the fuck up, you non-racing bitch.
Yeah, motherfucker. Wayne, would you like to race on the 31st?
Hey, man, if I got oil pumps and I'm there,
okay.
I'm going to race.
Well, like I said, well, you need to shut the fuck up.
But hold on. Let's get this out the way right now. So, if I'm there on the 31st, me and you running, my 28 to 29. Let's get it on.
I'm gonna make the steps. As long as you got white.
Go ahead, Wayne. 28 to your 29. My small block to your small block. Your blue car to my white car. Head up, 400 approaches, 8 per mile, no bars.
I ain't gonna tell you.
What'd you say, Kimo?
Hello? I'm leaving my bars on.
Wait, Kimo, hold on.
I'm not rearranging my car to race you, motherfucker.
Wait, you called me out, man. You know how I sit, you know how I race, man.
Listen,
Wayne, you a serial killer, man.
That's right. Studio killer don't take shit off. He come as he please.
Kimo, you want to have the bigger tire and you want to have your wheelie bars on, huh?
You got a bigger motor, right?
I don't know what I got. I might
got
have
a bigger
motor
than
you. I might
not. Car, right? Bigger motor.
No, my car ain't light. Man, hold on, dude.
I thought you was talking about racing, man. Hey, Wayne, and up here, Kimo, choose one. I'm going to meet you in the middle. Which one you want, Kimo?
I'm going to meet you in the middle.
Which one you want, Kimo? Okay. I take the bars off. We go out the back door. Come on. I leave the bars on. I run you to the eighth.
I ain't running out the back door.
Okay. Well, I'm going to leave the bars on.
Okay. We'll put a 28 on there. Leave your bars on. Head up to the eighth.
Like I said, I'm going to leave my car. I'm giving you your race to the eighth.
I don't care. You put a 28W on there. Put a 28 on there. We can do it. If I got oil pressure, I'm there racing, we can lock this in.
Wayne, like I said, I'm giving you your race, so I'm going to let my car sit high as it sits. I'm giving you the race to the eighth. Now, I'll take the bars off to go out that back door. I'm meeting you halfway. It's your race. You shorten the track up, I got a quarter mile car.
Hey, Kimo, can you lock the yellow car in? Can you lock the yellow car in with white trash?
The
The Bumblebee?
The Bumblebee, yeah.
Man, he's trying to lock in with that man seriously.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you what, he want to run that mile?
You thought
Lil Tony was
running a quarter? What you thought
Lil Tony was running? I'll ask you a question, Timo. I'll ask you a question now. I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you. Do he
want to run 8 mile? To be honest, Wayne, I'm going to lock my car in. With whatever Lil Tone got going, he going to lock it in with you. But me and your car, if you run to the quarter, I take the bar off.
Timo, I got a small block on 28, no bars, man.
You got a small block 28 on no bars. With a big ass fucking motor in there. I got a small block turbo.
Am I here talking about what size your motherfucking turbo is, man? I don't give a fuck, man. It's just shit slow.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Go out the back door then.
No, you talk like a bear, you're gonna race like a bear, motherfucker.
I'm racing like a bear. I ain't told you to take shit off your car. Wayne, did you hear me say take anything off your car? I told you get your ass in the next lane. I didn't tell you take nothing off.
Hold on. You said you called me out. See, first of all,
Wayne, you get on the internet.
Hold on, Kimo. If I called you out, I wouldn't ask you to take one thing off your car. But you ain't about to sit here and have them old 88-inch ass Willy bars on there. Them motherfucking Willy bars longer than my trailer. If you ain't got no tuner to get you off the
starting
line and you can't fuck with that, just say so.
Wait, what were we talking about a tuner? What was you saying? Nah, I put the phone
if you ain't got nobody to get you off the line, I wouldn't even put my money up.
Hey, Wayne,
You ain't really talking about shit, man.
The man want me to rearrange my car, give him his race to the 8. Man, get your ass, man, get the fuck on.
I ain't raised one car this year with Willy bars on it.
That's not my problem. I got them on
what
my car.
What the fuck you mean? What the fuck you mean, Kimo? You know how I get
hey,
down, man.
Wayne,
I told you. You a motherfucking fire, man.
I'm giving you your 8 miles.
No, but you come on with this bullshit, man. I'm tired of you here with fake ass shit, man.
I'm giving
you
your race to the 8, Wayne. All you gotta do is race me and shut the fuck up and make me shut the fuck up.
Dude, you ain't talking about shit, man. You take
you
the wrong ass bag off, man, and we can do
something.
Take the
wrong
ass bag, we can do something.
Hey, Mario.
If I'm there on the face, we can do something.
Hey, listen, man.
Hey, listen,
Wayne, you got on here talking about you gonna shut me up, so race me the way I sit.
Hey, man, I told you I'm going to race you to the 8. I got a quarter-mile race. We're in the discussion then. We're in discussion.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to race like me. In the discussion.
Yeah, because you want me to race your race. No, motherfucker, you don't run my program.
I told y'all when I built this car how I was racing. I didn't make no secret how I was getting down. I ain't changing my game for you,
Kimo. Hey, listen, guess what? I didn't pay attention to what you said, how you feel your car, because I don't give a fuck about your race program.
I tell you, why the fuck is you coming out of these shows? So, like, you looking for me then? You don't give
a fuck
about me.
I'm looking for you to fuck you up.
Okay, well,
you know how I get down, so quit talking, man.
You've been doing this bullshit for years, Kimo.
Hey,
man,
listen, Wayne. You got a weak bitch, man.
You ain't raised
you
my
got a weak bitch,
here,
man. Get your ass on the side of me. You got a weak bitch. Don't ask me to take shit off my car.
The only weak bitch is you struggling on that chicken over there.
Only weak bitch is your car. That's it.
White trash. If that's all you feel, Kimo, cool then.
White trash is weak.
You cool then.
One thing about it, if it was strong, it wouldn't ask me to take shit off.
I know.
You got a weak bitch.
I know.
Kimo, if you were wrong, you'd take the training wheels off.
Just like everybody else.
If you were strong, Tim, you would take that race from the eighth to out that night, though.
If you were strong, you would take them Willie Brown.
Like I said,
if you were strong, you could try to get
your ass before you get out that back door. I tell you what y'all do, man. Y'all get y'all barbecue grill and y'all live it and watch me put on the show on the 31st. Because you, Wayne, you don't want to race and Tim don't want to.
Hey, Wayne, hold on. Hey, Kimo, you're right. You're going to put on the show. You want me to have a little mic again?
Hey, Kimo, wait, hold on. Hey, Tim, I came to his boy race and I raced somebody. What did you do, Kimo?
Well, you got Melvin back down, just like Melvin back down.
Kimo, so you said you couldn't find a race. Turbo GT was there, but Fiona was there. You couldn't find a race.
Hey, Wayne, did you hear what you just said? I'm racing SVO on the 31st, right? I'm racing SVO on the 31st, right?
But you ain't raced nobody yet. Until that race happened, you still not racing bitch.
Wayne, I had two races locked in. Melvin didn't want to go, and it rained out on Chucky and them.
How y'all race in the year 2013, Kimo?
Hey, Wayne, Melvin didn't pay the lockup. Did Melvin pay the lockup? I ain't never paid it to you. Nah, get your ass in that. Did Melvin pay the lockup to you? Hey, Tim, what you like to
say?
Tim, you said Melvin paid you that money. Did Melvin pay you that money? Tim, you needed to.
You locked in something the other week, man.
Hey.
And bagged out.
Sound like a fake-ass gun relationship to me.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Wayne, did you lock in the other week and then bagged out?
This man is a fraud.
Hey, Tim. Like I said, you got to catch up with the crowd because you can't even fuck with me, man. I don't even know why I'm arguing with you. But anyway, that's up to Wayne, man, because you ain't got nothing to talk about, Tim. Like I said, you got your car running, and you can get it from the eighth mile out that thing. Hey, fella. I tell you what, did y'all the quarter mile, the eighth mile, man? Tim, you can start at the 3:30, and I'll catch your ass before you get to the 6:50. Now lock your ass into that. Hello?
You know that's all I heard for the past 10 minutes is your dumb ass talking.
Hey, Tim.
That's all I heard. Tim, I'll let you talk about nothing, man. So listen.
And I don't catch you before you get to that 6:50.
Look. I'd like you to answer me this question. How about that? Did you pay Melvin lockup money or not?
Pay who?
Huh?
Did I pay Melvin anything? Motherfucking Melvin needs to be paying me my motherfucking money.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering because I don't know how that went. My money's still with Lil Tony.
And I chased Melvin around the track this weekend, motherfucker.
Hey, Tim, did y'all pay Melvin?
He beat y'all ass, and I've been trying to kick his ass. Did y'all pay Melvin? He didn't beat us.
Hey, Tim.
He beat y'all ass, man.
Hold on. Melvin didn't beat us. Was you down in Atlanta?
Melvin beat y'all ass in Lima.
Was you down in Atlanta?
Mississippi.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I was.
Oh, man, let me, okay, you're right. Let me ask you a question. Was your car down there?
Hey, no, sir. But your car was there and you got
your
ass.
Hey, okay. So how many races have you had? How many races have you had?
Hey, Tim, one thing for sure. I didn't get my ass beat in Lima. Y'all did. Melvin kicked your ass like he said he was going to.
He never even left the line, sir.
Did y'all have to pay him?
Sir, he never even left the line.
Hey, Tim, did y'all pay him? Y'all left
the
line.
Wow. Okay. So how many lockers
you
to pay?
Yeah, y'all left the line. That's why he got paid, because y'all left the line.
So how many lockers you to pay?
Hey, Tim. You're wasting time, man.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, Tim, did y'all pay Melvin? Melvin had to come on the radio show looking for y'all.
Kimo, did he pay you?
On the 31st.
I mean, it's free money. Since you talking shit, it's free money. Come
hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man. You take them long-ass woody bars and you shove them up your ass. That's what you do for me.
No. I'm trying to shove them up yours if you let me.
No, yeah.
Hey, just like never shove your long-ass woody bars up your ass. Up
your ass. In the woody bars. Fuck you in the woody bars.
Hey, I know you scared of woody bars. Never shove your long-ass woody bars up your ass.
Hey, man. You ain't got to talk me to death, man.
I ain't trying to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Get your ass to the track on the 31st, and I'm going to beat your ass.
No, you ain't going to do shit but suck my motherfucking dick, you fraudulent, fag-ass motherfucker.
Yeah. I suck it all right.
This shit is getting deep. Well, listen, let me ask you this, y'all. Let's get a few minutes, and I got to let a couple of folks say a couple of things. Big Drag, is this Big Drag still there? Big Drag, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
All right, Drag, we got to get these final words in. We got about 5 minutes, so give us a recap, Drag. What you got going on when and where?
September the 22nd, there's a benefit race that the fellas put together for me at Montgomery Motorsports Park in Montgomery, Alabama. That'll be a Sunday on the 22nd. And Leon and some more of the fellas here in Chicago also put a benefit deal together for me at Byron Dragway, where the car burned down at, on September the 29th, which will be the following Sunday. So, I mean, I would love to have everybody come out, you know, but for the ones in the north that can't make it, you know, maybe they can make that one.
All right. Who else we got? Kimo, what you got coming up this weekend, in the next couple of weeks?
Nothing. Trying to fuck Wayne up.
And
ain't got nothing going on, Jay.
Next week is the No ET. Would you like to get to the track? Oh, I forgot your trends. You got to pull it out. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, what about Terry? Terry, what you got coming up in the next couple of weeks? Terry, you there? Anybody else? Hold on, y'all. We ain't heard from Big Danny. He ain't went to sleep on it. Big Danny, you there?
Yes, I am here. Listen to all this noise.
Big Danny, tell me what you think, man. What's the word, Big Danny? Is this?
They might come up with something and get it. You said what?
Is Dunye the baddest man in the Midwest, yes or no?
Yes, he is.
Now, the next question is Wayne going to whoop, not Wayne, is Timo going to knock the brakes off of Team SVO next week on the 31st?
I want to side bet Kimo on 1,000.
Huh?
No, Danny.
I want to bet Kimo 1,000 on the spot.
Why don't you side bet with your brother Beard when we go?
Kimo, you study hard about Beard and these people on your ass, Turbo GT on your ass, and you ducking, you trying to put Junior on them. So hush, I'm gonna bet you 1,000 on the side.
Hey,
are you saying,
Danny? Do you got a car?
Here they go. Kimo,
huh?
I don't have
no
car.
That's all I'm asking. Do you got a car? Hold on,
Kimo. Kimo, hold on.
Kimo,
you talking, but I can get you fucked up. Hello?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hey, you see, Danny.
Hello?
You campaigning, right? You campaigning on another man's car.
Kimo, I'm a
Danny.
Fan, but I can get you fucked clean up. Hello?
What about your car, Danny? Fuck me up with your car. You got a car that you racing with. Fuck me up with that car.
What do I have I'm racing with? Come on, tell me.
Don't you got a Trans Am or something you put together?
I don't have no goddamn Trans Am. What the hell wrong with you, boy? You over there smoking something.
Yeah, Danny, you got a car that you partners with. Fuck me up with that car.
What car am I partners with? Please tell me.
Hold on, let me see it, Leon. Leon, you on the phone? Leon.